Today is Zot Chanukah, the final day of Chanukah, and the festival is almost completed, but nevertheless, it's still shaykh to learn some of the halachot relevant to the day. I want to bring up three halachot which are mentioned in the Chaye Adam and quoted by the Mishnah Brura with regard to a person who's run out of candles or doesn't have a lot of oil. So the first question is, a person who's got a limited amount of oil, or you know, just a few candles, maybe on the eighth night, person's only got four candles. So what could they do? They could break each candle into two, and then they'll have eight candles, each of which will burn for 15 minutes. So there the halakha is that it would be better just to light one candle that's going to burn for half an hour, and then at least you've done the mitzvah on the most basic level of Neri Shavetor, rather than lighting eight candles, which is Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, but it's still not going to be light burning for half an hour, so in actual fact you won't have done any mitzvah at all. Second question addresses a person who's got enough oil or candles for whatever night it is, and he's with somebody else who doesn't have anything. Two people in the middle of the desert or whatever it is. It's the eighth night of Chanukah, and one person's got eight candles and the other's got none. So what should he do? Does he have an obligation to give up his Mahadrin min HaMahadrin to enable the other person to fulfill the mitzvah? So the halacha is that he does, which is an interesting precedent and an interesting rule to bear in mind in other contexts as well. This notion that I should sacrifice my hiddur mitzvah in order to be able to facilitate somebody else to do the ikka mitzvah. However, the Chaye Adam points out that if the other person who's got no candles at all is a member of my household, so then me'ikah hadin, he's yotzei with my lighting. Neri shebeito, he doesn't have to light at all. He only wants to light to be min hamahadrin, where everybody in the household lights. So now I've got a question. Should I give up my mahadrin min hamahadrin in order to facilitate somebody else to be mahadrin? In that case, it's not necessary. So if there's only enough candles for the balabait to light and not for the other members of the family, so rather than giving each of them one candle and everybody would fulfill the mitzvah according to the Mahadrin, it would be better that the Balabait lights Kamahadrin min HaMahadrin. The third scenario is where a person has got the right number of candles on the first night and the second night. Third night, they've only got two candles. So now the question is, would it be better that they light just one candle? Should they light two candles? Or should, well, they can't light three candles. So should they light one candle or two candles is the question. And the Chaye Adam and Mishnah Brura say that in that case, the person should only light one candle because there's no inyan at all to light two candles on the third night. It's not reflecting anything with any degree of accuracy. It's not Kaminyan Yamim HaNikunasin, not Kaminyan Yamim HaYotzin. So it doesn't achieve anything. However, the Beit HaLevi, in his comments on Chanukah, actually says that in that case, you should light two candles. Because besides the din of keneged yamim haniknasin hayotzin, there's also a notion of malim bekodesh ve'im moridin, that we increase in sanctity rather than decrease. And therefore, if on the second night you lit two candles, then the din is that on the third night you're not allowed to light one candle. You have to light at least two candles, so you're not reducing the sanctity. Obviously, if you haven't got two candles, then you'll only light one candle. But if you have, so at least you want to fulfill that din of ein moridin, ein that we don't reduce the number of candles that one has. So I hope that everybody's had a wonderful and inspirational Chanukah. Ad kan.